If there's a challenge in your marriage, one of the worst things you can do is to just put it under the rug and pretend like everything is just fine. We want to encourage you today to get into some difficult stuff and get it out into the open so your marriage can heal. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Greg Smalley and his wife, Erin. They head up the Focus on the Family Marriage Department. And Greg, it's pretty dangerous, isn't it, to pretend like, oh, I've got my act all together here in the marriage.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think it creates a lack of authenticity. So when we're pretending that everything is perfect, it kind of creates this facade of intimacy within our relationship because we're human. Trying to learn to live with someone completely different than me, that's going to create challenges. And so if we're pretending that nothing's there or that, oh, we're totally fine and perfect, it feels very inauthentic. I think it also, though, creates we miss opportunities to grow together. Mm-hmm. Because if we're pretending everything is perfect, then we're not facing the challenges or noticing areas that we need to deal with. So we're not growing. And that's such an important part of a marriage is we just keep growing, learning, dealing with issues, repairing conflict. All that is required. And so if we're pretending, hey, we're good, we're just going to miss that kind of stuff. Mm.
Well, and then ultimately what happens when it's compiling, it will explode. And so then it may end up coming out in ways that you really don't want it to, ultimately causing more damage and more things to talk
about. That's not true. Oh, wait. Okay.
We're going to push pause. We'll be back after this break and let the Smalleys work their thing out.
Figures his stuff out.
Yeah. Well, we have a really serious conversation we're coming back to with Pastor Rick and Tiffany Bullman about authenticity and about really getting help. And you're going to hear how they've seen God bring redemption to their relationship. Here's Rick Bullman as he talks to Focus President Jim Daly.
You know, I look at it like this. If we have an injury and we go to the doctor has to treat that wound, scratch at it, and it's painful, and we don't want them to, but that's where they put the medicine in and get healed. For us, and I think part of the success of our family being made whole and our children are like loving Jesus and seeing God's miracle, mm-hmm. is that we were willing to discuss and look at the open wound together as a family.
Yeah,
it wasn't something that we swept under the rug.
No.
We had honest conversations. They can grab Tiffany's phone at any time and go, Mom, can I look at it? Here you go.
Yes.
Very transparent, owning the sin. And I think you provide the heart, I'll provide the miracle. That was God's faithfulness in healing. And was it painful, like a doctor picking at a sore? Absolutely. Lots of tears, lots of anger, lots of hurt. But over time, they became less and less and less because we dealt with it. And our kids were able to express their frustration, their hurt, their anger. And that's part of the healing process, too, for them. So we're grateful for that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this has been heavy.
Yes.
But at the end here, just kind of jubilant as well, that we can celebrate with you the miracle that God has done in your relationship, in your entire family. And, you know, I think for the folks listening and watching on YouTube, there's no better prescription here than even though you may have the right for the exit door, let's see what God can do. Mm-hmm. And it'll do wonders for both of you. That's the thing.
Yeah.
The victim as well as the villain, right? And, you know, the Lord heals the heart. And then let me ask you this, because I think this is so typical of couples that have gone through this. The emotional intimacy that you share now, the vulnerability of all of it, typically when it's healthy, like it seems like where you guys are at, it's wide open now. You know each other better than you ever knew each other before. Mm-hmm. Rick, I'm sure, is in tune with the gaps.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what I mean. Like, you're so much better, even though it was a tremendous valley. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love my wife more today than I ever have. And I had to change. I had to do some looking in through counseling, individual counseling on my life and my way, I think, and I just had to learn how to serve my wife, and we both have come to a place where we try, we're not successful all the time, but we try to make our marriage a serving contest and see who can outlove, outserve the other. And I love her. more than anything. And here's the thing. I wouldn't change anything for the world because of where we are right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a huge statement.
Yeah. It's true.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So look, it's doable. It's repairable. You can remain and deepen your love is what you're saying.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And be a better couple than ever before.
Yes.
It's not what you want. It's not what you aim toward. But God does pick up the pieces. Man, Rick and Tiffany, this has been so good.
Well, Aaron, I'm certain that there are couples who have listened to this and they're thinking, we can't make it. I mean, they're wondering, can we survive? Yeah. So what are signs that a couple actually can recover from an affair by one of them?
Mm-hmm. First and foremost, it's so important that both are willing to work at it. So it's recognizing that there's a mutual willingness to do whatever it takes, that we're going to figure this out. We're committed to this because we both want to work through it. However, there's going to be hard times in there. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be easy. I always say this is the harder road. But it brings great blessing. And that's what God promises us as we walk through difficulties. I mean, through this, there's got to be open and honest communication. We've got to be willing to be honest, especially, you know, with the infidelity. Whoever was unfaithful, they've got to be willing to be honest, and especially up front. That is their opportunity to be completely honest because they haven't been honest. And ultimately, that will lead to creating a place that feels safe and possibly rebuilding trust. The other thing I see is it's important to be willing to continue talking about it. Oftentimes,
can't we just forget it?
I already apologized.
Yeah.
And so it's oftentimes the offender is, you know, going, we talked about this already. Why are we talking about it again? And I just encourage couples to look at that through the lens of an opportunity. We have the opportunity to talk about it again because your spouse's heart is bringing it up for a reason. And so lean into that and allow that to be an opportunity for healing.
Yeah. That's part of that relational repair you were talking about, Greg.
Yeah. And I think another important sign is that we're willing to get professional help.
For sure.
A couple dealing with infidelity, don't do this on your own. The temptation is, well, now it's out. We're going to deal with it. Just go to someone. You know, Aaron does this all day long as a licensed professional counselor because what she's helping them to do is get to the underlying issues, something, probably many things for both at that deep level were going on. And a professional counselor can really help to identify that. And thus we're dealing not only with the hurt and recovering from the, you know, the breach of trust and all that pain and hurt, but now we're dealing with the what was the underlying issue. And we've got to get there if we're ever going to create that marriage that's even better than before, a marriage now that we're both thrilled with.
And I think that's such a key that we're not going back. We're not going back to the marriage that didn't work. We're creating something new that does work.
Yeah. Well, if you are facing a challenge and if you're not there where you think you've got some hope, give us a call. Focus on the Family is here to help, and we have a terrific team of folks who can take your call, and also a caring team of Christian counselors. And they can call you back and walk through the circumstances that you're dealing with, offer some hope and some help and some resources, and also give you a local referral to someone to talk to who lives in your area. All of that help is available when you call 800, the letter A in the word family. And we also have a link in the show notes for you. Now, if you know a couple who isn't quite sure if they're going to make it, if they're wobbly in their relationship, get a copy of this book by the Bullmans, Mended, One Couple's Journey from Betrayal to Imperfect Beauty. It is a terrific account of God's redemptive story in their lives. It'll offer hope to that couple that you know. We'll send it to you for a gift of any amount to Focus on the Family. Make that one-time gift or a monthly contribution. The link is in the show notes, and we'll send the book to you. Next time, we'll hear how wives can initiate romance. And for now, on behalf of Greg and Aaron and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.